are we supposed to be looking right at Sam's crotch right now? Is that
Christmas?
Oh. bigger than the Emmy.
I'm telling you, I'm a little early this year.
Oh, God.
All right.
Should the podcast have begun a moment ago, or should we start
it? No, I think that's it. That's it. That's the way you kick this baby off.
Hey, happy holidays, everybody.
Yes.
Hey, it's a surprise. Yeah. It's a surprise drop of episode 250, the famed, fabled episode 250.
They said it would never happen, and we were all hoping it wouldn't. But yeah. What are you going
to
do?
I lobbied hard against it. But
sorry, people, but we're back for one. I apologize now.
Popular sentiment won out. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to you Sam Farmer joining us today.
Wait, we got to do the thing. Hold on.
We got to do the thing.
Man. Did you forget how we do this?
They need to know who's singing, right?
No, do it after. Well, how, God, man.
They really don't need to know who's singing.
I've forgotten that.
There's 0% chance you remember the chords to this song. Just FYI.
Honestly, that's it, Sam.
You're just
Larry,
delaying the inevitable.
Kind of, I was vamping to try to remember what the chords
are. Not going
to
help you. Not going to help you. You couldn't remember it even when we were doing it every week. What makes you think you remember it now?
It's a true story.
Take a flying leap, man.
You take a flying leap.
When the people that you love don't like you, and you treasure friendships, send tune into this podcast. We are official friends.
Nailed Screw it. You, pal. I did it.
Yeah, that was really good. Were we supposed to do a sync point at the beginning of this? Did we used to do that?
No.
Yeah, we used to, but it never worked for shit.
Okay. All right.
Because you'd all clap like a half, none of you are on time, and trying to piece that together. And then, it's just,
all right.
It's always hamburger. Sam Farmer's here. We've got Josh Fligger joining us. Larry Morgan.
That's me.
And my name is Andy Chanley. Here you are, artificial friends. It's good to see you.
It's so
Christmas
great to see
miracle.
You guys.
It is.
Yeah.
This is great.
A Christmas miracle. Absolutely. And before we move on to anything else, Larry, kudos on actually having the gumption to wear the Christmas sweater that I got you last year.
Well, I thought that was required apparel today. I was the only one that came through on
that.
Yeah,
mine's right over there. I can see it. I can go get it and wave it in front of you.
That's cool.
It's 100 degrees in here. I'm not wearing a sweater. I'm already sweating like a pig.
But your shirt is pretty festive on its own. Yeah, Twinkie the Kid.
That's true. That is a good. That's
yeah.
That's
yeah. That's great. That's great.
Sam.
Yes.
I happen to know that as we're doing this, I'm unfortunately going to timestamp it when I say this, but I know that it's Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour, and there's an NFL game, a special NFL game on the Saturday, the weekend before Christmas, and you're playing hooky.
I am playing hooky, as are you, because it's a Colts game.
It's the Colts.
Yeah,
that's
Colts
right.
And Vikings. So it's a good game, and I've got Justin Jefferson in this game too, so I'm keeping an eye. But I'm playing Michael Pittman, who has 6.8 points, so I'm a little concerned about that. But
don't tell me what Jonathan Taylor has.
Okay. I've got him? You got him?
Yeah.
He's hurt. He's out of the game. Sorry.
I can't tell if you're joking.
No, he's out. Seriously, he's out. I'm sorry.
Are you serious?
I'm totally serious. Just read it.
God damn it.
It's okay. He got
No!
He got the first two minutes.
You
want
to talk fantasy football, Andy.
This is your punishment.
Before you signed on. Before you signed on, Sam, Josh actually said, I said, there's a Colts game on. He goes, yeah, who are they losing to this week?
are you going to watch it after this? Do you want spoilers? Or it's...
Well, I mean, there's not much of a point of watching it after
this. Sorry. Oh, no, I was totally kidding. I was totally kidding. That's not happened.
yet.
And if it did happen, I just predicted it.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, the point is, we appreciate you.
Do you want to end this thing right now? Do you want to end this thing right now?
I'm just angry.
You've ruined his mood. I mean, it only took
3 minutes for someone to get angry on this podcast.
Merry fucking back, Christmas. Everybody.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Andy.
Well, let's move on because this is just going to make me furious.
Well, it's good to see some things haven't changed in a year, Andy, that there are some things still consistent, and that is you are way too invested in your fantasy football life. Yeah. Way too.
I got drummed out of the playoffs for the first time in a long, long time. I had a winning record, and I still got edged out of the playoffs, so I'm not particularly happy about that. It's still a little painful. It's a new wound.
It's a tough one.
Should we just go around the horn and all of us talk about our major disappointments of the year? That seems to be where we're headed with this.
Do you have something in mind?
I don't know. I'll talk about my shingles, I guess. Oh, I'm in pain.
We only want to spend an hour doing this, right? Because we'd be here all day.
Did you get it?
No.
Did you get the shingles?
No, I just made that shit up.
Oh, my God. Did you get the shot? Have you had the shot?
My doctor keeps telling me it's time to get the shot, time to get the shingle shot. And now I'm seeing ads for it everywhere. It's like the world keeps telling me. Yeah. I watch these ads of these people, get it before it's too late. And they just, and they're wincing in pain. They're like, holy shit, what is this going to do to me? I think I got to get the vaccine.
It's two shots, actually.
I got it.
Oh, that's right.
It is, which is ironic because you think that the shingle shot would be a shingle shot.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus on Christmas.
I feel like you need to say sorry.
It's actually two different ones. But here's the thing about it. Raise your hand if you've had a reaction to like COVID shots at all.
Yes. Very much.
Knocks you out maybe a little bit a day. You feel a little bit,
I think the first one was the worst. And after that, they were a little bit, it was a little bit lighter.
They got a lot easier. Yeah. This shot for me was the worst reaction I've had to a vaccine ever times three.
Oh, no.
Topical, like painful or like you were
painful. Like my arm was like stiff and swollen and I felt like dookie for like 2 days. Really whack me out. And the beauty is you get it twice. And the second one is maybe a little bit worse than the first one. You got to do them like five months apart. But they say that it's better than getting shingles.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
maybe all those people in the commercials just got the shot.
Holding their arm. Oh. I actually had signed up to get a COVID booster and a shingle shot in the same day. And for some reason, CVS screwed up and didn't have my appointment. And I ended up just getting the booster because that was of immediate importance. And later, during just an annual physical, my doctor said, oh, yeah, don't ever do that. Don't get both of those at the same time. It just magnifies just how crappy. That's a whole lot of stuff going on in your body you didn't want to deal with. So I'm glad I didn't do that.
Now I'm scared. That for me as well. Yeah, you should be frightened. Uh-huh. You should be terrified.
It felt like,
do me a favor, though.
It felt like lava going in, the shingle shot. I mean, it really, really was a hot, painful shot.
Well,
and the fact
I've
that
had
they
an
do
experience
it directly into your crotch, I didn't even realize that was a thing.
Well, I've had an experience back in college where it felt like hot lava coming out of there. So that's a whole different deal. Yeah. I had to, but a little penicillin and that went right away. So
do collect your thoughts and let me know, the three of you, if you're interested in hearing my hemorrhoid story.
You can't just tease that and walk away.
I got to tell you, Andy, if we can substitute your hemorrhoid story for any talk about work you've done around the house over the past year, I vote hemorrhoid. I vote hemorrhoid over shed talk.
I was just wondering how many sheds are actually in the backyard right now. Because I'm thinking it looks like a Brazilian shanty town back there. There's just like all different colors stacked on top of each other, yellow, red. There's just families living in them.
Oh, my God.
I've got a miniature Cinque Terre built in my backyard.
Good holder.
This means something. Build it up like Devil's Tower. Yeah. no, I've been kind of inactive with the building and stuff. Little tiny flourishes around the house, you know.
Did you not hear me say I'd rather hear the hemorrhoid story? Did you bypass that?
Well, I just I'll tell you in a couple of quick sentences. We won't go into gory detail, but I go into the doctor and basically I said to him, "So I've had occasional discomfort over the last several years, but this time it became pretty clear to me I had something that Witch Hazel wasn't going to fix." and so he saw me through. He led me to the light and some relief, and I couldn't be more grateful for it. I'm going to send him a holiday card, which arrived today, by the way. Holiday cards, you're going to get yours. It's going to be a close shave, but I ordered them, got 2 weeks ago, more than 2 weeks ago, and they said, oh, they're going to be here by the 14th. They're going to be here, last Wednesday. You'll have those. And they ship them. I get the shipping notice last Monday. It says it's going to be here on the 20th by 7 p.m. on the 20th. I'm like, well, that's worthless. I'm not going to be able to send those to anybody.
Well, I can hand deliver them.
Got the update this morning. Woke up this morning. Hand deliver them to Bethesda, Maryland. Yeah. Got the heads up. They're coming today. They've been delivered. While we were sitting here, they were delivered.
Fewer holiday cards. I'm relieved. We typically...
Another Christmas miracle.
Yeah, we typically get a ton of Christmas cards by this point, and we haven't. And I don't know if that's a comment on us or just society now.
Yeah, it's for us too. I think we have like eight, nine cards at this point. I think everybody's just kind of...
Become less of a custom for people. I can tell you right now, you won't be getting mine at all because... We didn't create one. So
that, all right, thanks.
Yeah,
thanks,
don't take that, Larry. Personally. Nobody got excluded because nobody's getting one.
Well, see, I figure let's not even start that tradition because I don't want to end it. You know what I mean? So it's just like I decided never to send Christmas cards because in the future I knew there was going to be a year I didn't, and I didn't want to disappoint people. So it's just like, let's just start off with a disappointment. Then everybody be used to it, and then we don't have to worry about it anymore.
Nice. Well, that's right on brand for you two assholes. That's good.
Well, it's kind of like, I mean, do you guys have anybody like in your circle, your workplace or whatever, who you're not like super good friends with, but who every year they get you a gift and they get like everybody a gift? And so you feel this pressure to like, I don't get all my work people, my work associates gifts. That's just would be crazy. But this person does. And so I'm always just debating. It's like, I never expect anything from her. I don't need it. And most of the time she gives me something and it's crap. It's like, so I don't feel that terrible.
Here's what you do. Here's what you do. This Christmas, when somebody gets you a gift that it's something that's really nice or something, but just it's something not for you, mm-hmm. but it's like a decent gift, just save it. And so next year, when she comes to bring you the gift, just hurry up and shove her the really awesome gift in her face and say, I got this for you. And then she's going to be like, oh my God, you got me like a latte maker and I got you this $5 gift like that. That'll end that right there. She'll never give you a gift again because you'll out-gift her.
That would just up the ante and escalate the problem.
Well, then that's good though if it ups the ante because next year just don't get anything and maybe you'll get something really good.
But I'm not going to give away a latte maker. I'm going to use latte. Yeah, I don't know. Flawed logic there.
Something nice.
I think I'm getting a latte maker this year. We
are you really?
Yeah, we've always had the Nespresso machine with the original capsules, which I love, and we've had that for the last 12 years or so. And this year, I asked for one that has the Latissima, that has the milk that steams as opposed to the spun up milk. Mm-hmm. Isn't that fascinating for episode 250?
I've had one. I've had one for years now, for like this the 3 years.
Sam, don't you have a bodily function hemorrhoid story that you could tell?
You saved up all year for that, Sam? You've been holding that in your back pocket year.
Let's see, what can we talk about? Well, I've got the Latissima story.
Sam, your life is about to change. Your life is about to change. Being able to make a latte at home, be able to make a little espresso, and sometimes put a little bit of froth, half and half in there.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for 3 years. It's one of the greatest joys in my life.
Oh yeah, no, I mean
I rank it.
We have it makes above you feel my pretty children. Fancy.
Yeah, we do the Nespresso machine, but we spin up the milk. I use the milk spinner, but I haven't used a steamer.
Yeah,
and this will steam the milk.
Yeah. So, this is going to change your life. Yeah, I've got a DeLonghi.
Ooh, wow!
Espresso machine.
Oh yeah,
Bragger.
Yeah.
No, I got, yeah, I got Cindy one of those ones that where you put the water in the bottom and you put it over the burner and it sucks the water up through the espresso into the top. Have you ever seen those?
Mm-hmm,
yeah, I got her one of those. And then I just figured we'll make the milk on the side.
Yeah. Nice. DeLonghi, doesn't that brand, don't they also make like power drills and stuff?
You're asking us?
Yeah, it always surprised me to see like Black and Decker companies that will make orbital sanders and also blenders.
Right. I always thought it was weird that Yamaha made pianos and guitars.
I was like, really? Motorcycles,
make dirt bikes, chainsaws, right. And you make like really good pianos too.
Well, I was thinking about that today with all the talk recently about the California restaurants with Michelin stars, and at one point I'm going, it's a tire company, right? I mean, that's so weird. That's become the gold standard of high end dining, and it's like that's a tire company.
Right? Yeah, the actual award is that big white marshmallow guy. Yeah. It's like a little statue of him with two thumbs up.
Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Yeah, exactly. Fellas, I don't know if you know, but I did a little bit of show prep for this. I don't know why I started now, having never done any for the previous 249 episodes.
Yeah, that's concerning.
I know. It's weird. It surprised me as well. But I found something here because I was thinking about, we were talking about how much I miss the 100.3 The Sound holiday parties, which I don't think Sam was ever invited to. Don't take it personally. No. But I always loved them because they got a little bit crazy at the end sometimes, a little bit of karaoke singing. There was always one individual on staff who would sing Santa Baby and delight us all with it. And so it got me thinking about holiday songs and how much I don't care for that one. And other ones that I don't care for as well. Well, I looked up and I'm like, I wonder if somebody's done a survey of the least enjoyed songs, the songs that people dislike the most. And there was one just this month. They surveyed 1,000 people, and the thing was you had to be familiar with the songs. And then they asked you whether you liked them or not. Would you care to guess at the top 10 least liked holiday songs?
All right, so to keep this normal, should we just go around the horn and everybody and then guess one and say yes or no?
Absolutely, yeah. And I'll strike them off as you have hits, and you can see if you can sink my battleship.
All right. Well, I'd like Larry? To go first because I know that in past lists, this one has always, and in fact, many times topped that list in recent history. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot of debate about this one. People love it. People just hate it vehemently. Wonderful Christmas Time by Sir Paul McCartney.
Yep, that's my guess.
Number four.
Yeah, there it is.
Number four.
Just irks
know
me.
This. Know this about this song. This is important to for perspective.
Are you going
to
tell us about the fact that he could how much money he makes off this one song?
Yeah.
Because you tell us that
close
16 times. Yeah,
dollars.
We know.
Oh, Jesus. $20 million. So he's crying on a big bag of cash somewhere. That's
$20 million is petty cash to him. What's he care?
That's couch money right there.
Number four. Well done, Larry. Mm-hmm. Josh.
I don't even know that. I don't know the name of it. The Sam, you go. Let me think of the name of this one.
Is it Alice in Chains Christmas song? No.
Them Bones.
I got to think that the Chipmunks did something. The Chipmunks?
Oh.
Yeah, the Alvin and the Chipmunks song. That did not That did not make this list.
That's beloved.
What's yeah, the name of the song the girl sings? But I'll think I'll skip Christmas this year.
Yeah. Oh, Christmas rapping.
Oh, Christmas rapping.
That song. I hate that song.
That is not on this list.
Now
you guys are
the worst list ever.
Andy, is this list sort of traditional songs like Little Drummer Boy, or is it more like the modern takes?
Yes, I would invite you. It has both, secular newer songs, but yes, there are classic, several classic Christmas songs on here. Yeah,
Santa got run over by a reindeer, or Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Number two.
Yeah. Figured that had to be in
there. Nailed it.
Championship. Larry, back to you.
I'm going to stay in the novelty realm. I was just thinking about this one this morning when my dog Bixby went absolutely bananas with yet another mail delivery. I'm going to say Jingle Bells by the Barking Dogs.
You could have just stopped at Jingle Bells.
Okay.
Jingle Bells comes in at number why is that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
I know number 1.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, they mislabeled. That's number 10.
All right,
you ready for number 1?
I got one.
Yeah, hit me.
That steamy pile of garbage that comes out of Mariah Carey's voice every
wow,
Christmas.
Oh, yeah. You hate Christmas. You just hate Christmas.
In a three-way tie for number 5. Oh, wow. All I want for Christmas is you.
I got one. Just hit it. It's what is this shit in my stocking? I don't know if it's an actual song, but I probably wouldn't like it.
Yeah, I think that's a regional favorite. That one did not get included in our tabulations. Any other guesses?
Did you do Jingle Bell Rock?
That is not on this list.
Boy. God, Josh, what happened to you?
What happened to me? Have you guys ever watched?
Show me on the Santa doll where somebody touched you at Christmas time.
That's me, my no-no spot. Have you guys ever watched the actual?
Oh no!
Oh God!
Have you ever watched the actual Frosty cartoon?
Oh yeah!
Frosty God. The Snowman. Sure,
Jimmy I watched Durante. The whole thing for the first time like a couple days ago, and I was just like in shock at how bad that is. And I'm like, and my kid loves it, and he's like laughing. I'm like, this is garbage. This is terrible. Why do you watch this? It's just so bad.
The thing that's the worst part of that whole show, the thing that I hate the most, the thing that makes my flesh crawl, goes 9 miles up my butt,
what?
Is when he puts the hat on and says, happy birthday.
And then like at the beginning when he says happy birthday and all the kids are like, what are we gonna name him? And then one little kid goes, let's name him Oatmeal.
Shut up. Well, what about, this is a controversial song. I like this song and I liked it in Elf, but Baby It's Cold Outside, just because
Maybe It's Cold Outside, part of that three-way tie at number 5.
Oh, that's well a good done. Song.
Interesting. I know. So we still like haven't gotten number, have yeah. we not gotten number 1 yet?
No,
what's the highest one we have?
In Baby It's Cold Outside, what's the one of the lines? Little, what's in this drink?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a date rapey song.
Yeah,
it's
it really, is.
It definitely drives a white van.
It hasn't aged well in the Me Too era. So we have not hit number 1 yet, right?
We have not hit number 1.
Wow, what would that be? It's probably something really basic and
like
standard.
Rudolph or something that somebody didn't like.
I was actually going to
the Red-Nosed Reindeer number 8.
Okay. Oh man.
Frosty's got to be on there.
Frosty is not on this list.
How about is going way back, but it's another Jingle Bells we hit. All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth by Spike Jonze.
That is not in it, but you are so warm with that.
Oh, well, I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
There
number
it is.
Three, I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
There
number
it
three.
Is.
Yeah.
All right, so there's only 4 left on this list.
Little Drummer Boy.
Actually, this is this was the top 11. Somebody printed this wrong. Little Drummer Boy is number 10.
Okay.
Nailed it.
So we haven't gotten number 1 yet.
Three left.
I thought for
one
sure
you're never going to get. One you're never going to get. I'm just going to tell you what it is.
Why?
Mary, Did You Know?
What is that?
Oh, my God.
It's God.
How is that number
one? I know
that
Carrie Underwood does a version of it. Mary,
where did you get this
know?
List?
From what website did this? This was...
it's a vector off. I think there's something in this drink. Mary, Did You Know?
Yeah, right? YouGov. YouGov did this 1,000-person thing.
I can't believe that many people even know what name that song exists.
Yeah, I think it's a country hit because Carrie Underwood did a version of it that was popular.
Oh, my God. Something is going on in the Colts game. I can't say it, but oh, my God.
So good.
Oh, my God. Jeez. I can't believe this.
Stop it.
No.
Are you shocked at the score, or is it something else?
The score blows me away.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, hold on. Let me guess.
And without,
it's something going on in the Colts game. You can't believe it. I don't know. They're competing.
Don't tell them anything.
Let's not get crazy, Andy.
Don't tell them anything.
It's a weird day.
Anybody have?
Yeah.
Last two.
Sorry.
How about
last Silent two. Night?
Last two.
Last Christmas by Wham.
Last Christmas by Wham.
Yes.
Yeah,
last
I should have thought
Christmas
it.
Is number five. And finally, we started this conversation talking about it. Number one song. You've done all but the
shingles.
Number one.
Santa still haven't gotten shingles. Santa's got shingles.
Shingle Bell Rock.
Shingle up
on the rooftop. Yeah, the shingle song.
Shingle balls.
Shingle bells. Shingle bells.
Shingle all the way.
What did we start talking about at the top of this?
What was the song that the person sang at the... What was he talking about? I don't know. The song that the person sang at the sound party.
Santa Baby? Nobody said Santa Baby.
Santa Baby.
Yeah.
Santa Baby. Eartha Kitt, Santa Baby. Yeah. Yep. And the worst version to me is the one that Madonna did. But that one's kind of unredeemable. It's just Mercenary and all that.
Pretty much all of these we're playing nonstop on K-Earth right now. So it's...
Oh, absolutely.
They also... absolutely. Also, if you looked at a list of the most popular Christmas songs, the same songs would be on that one, too.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Totally.
If I had a bell Josh had, I would have rang it at Shingle All the Way, because that's pretty good.
Shingle All the Way is pretty good. Well, hey, guys, I don't know.
Do you still have the bell, Andy?
I still have the bell.
Is it still sitting there?
I can't reach it. Oh, I gotta use my back scratcher to reach it.
I thought you said you did show prep. Okay, never mind.
That's over there. Well, speaking of show prep,
speaking of Christmas songs, are we wrapping up already?
I could,
are you done?
Oh. I could.
Sick of us already. It's like,
I could embarrass myself here, but I was just wondering if maybe I could do a song that might make next year's list of the shittiest Christmas songs.
I guarantee it. Go ahead.
I'm not going to say no to that.
I don't know. Let me give it a try here. First of all, I need accompaniment, which I probably won't
this
be able
to
stay
in time. This is the same thing as somebody saying, "Ooh, this is super gross. Try it." Oh, this stinks. Smell this. Oh, my God. This cheese tastes like garbage. Here, take a piece.
What sort of... Okay. Okay, everybody quiet.
Do you guys hear Santa coming?
Oh, God.
Can you hear it? Do you hear the bells?
Yeah, we hear the bells.
He's here.
Okay. This song... It's called It's Christmas, Yaffers. Christmas, oh Christmas, Christmas time has come around again. Christmas, oh Christmas, it's Christmas time, my artificial friend. I won't tell you lies, my friend. Can't believe we're at the end. 22 has come and come to pass. New Year's Day, put down the cat. It's been downhill after that. This year is now free to kiss my ass. It's Christmas. Sing along. Christmas. Christmas time has come around again.
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 Okay, stop singing. Christmas time, my artificial friend. Larry moved north years ago, though not quite up to the snow. 'Twas fun to think he might become an elf. But with no tools to make a toy and a grinchy heart bereft of joy, if he could, he'd move north of himself. It's Christmas. Christmas time has come around again.
Christmas time,
my artificial friend.
I'll be your friend.
The sporting world, that's Sam's domain. 1,000 stories in his brain. No denying that he tells them well. But there at home in Christmas rhyme, he tells those stories all the time. And Thomas, Claire, and Paige are all in hell. It's Christmas time has come around again. Christmas time, my artificial friend. Josh loves cooking up a feast, marinating his roast beast. Spicy rub, it's the best one on the block. When Cindy finds him a Christmas day, all he's worn to her dismay is a Santa hat that's hanging on his Christmas time has come around again.
He meant to say cock.
It's Christmas time, my artificial friend. Big finish. It's Christmas time, my artificial friend.
Beauty.
There you go.
Nice.
Thanks for the delicate explanation on that, Josh. That was good.
Just in case people didn't catch it.
By the way, hey, I just checked, Andy, and that song has already risen to number 5 on the list you just read.
It displays Last Christmas. Oh, God.
Oh, nice.
Nice job. That's awesome.
Somebody sent me a mashup. Thanks. Somebody sent me a mashup of Slayer doing Angel of Death over Last Christmas. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
I mean, that song by Slayer, it's horrible. It's controversial. It's not a good song. But that going over Last Christmas was pretty enjoyable.
It's delightful.
Well, Larry,
Hey,
I mean, it's been a year.
Yeah, I know. And I know what you're going to ask. You're going to ask if maybe I should check in Santa's sack and see if the old mailbag is stuffed full of emails at yourartificialfriends@gmail.com to see if anybody's missing us. Yes, and lamenting our recent demise and to perhaps see if there's any demand. No, not a single email. Sorry. Right. So, what were you going to say?
Believe it or not, I did get an email this week asking me for my pork and sauerkraut recipe that is made every New Year's Day. It's the first time I got an email from a listener in a while. He said, I remember you talking about some pork and kielbasa thing that you make every New Year's Day. Can you have a recipe? And I shot him back. I said, hell yeah, here you go. That. Enjoy. Right. Polish heaven.
Nice. You know what's funny is I'm looking at the I don't even know if I can access these. I don't know if the phone number's still up. I don't remember the phone number, but there are 4 messages from this last year.
How many of them are in Chinese? One of them's just going to be straight up some lady in Chinese telling me.
Yeah, are any of them labeled spam risk by chance?
No, these are all calls.
Okay.
All right, let's see.
I'm down.
I got to stop the jingle bells in the background.
Please.
And then bring up
I wonder if they're all from that guy from Long Beach.
George from Long Beach.
All from George.
Well, I don't even know if I can play this, but let's give it a shot here. Let's see.
Hey, Andy. This is George from Long Beach. A good episode today. I just finished listening to episode 249. Well done. I raised a toast with you guys. But I just did want to call, and I think the word you were looking for was aspic. The gelatinized meat juice type of thing is aspic. Anyway, until next time, this is George from Long Beach.
Oh, wow.
That's the name of the show.
What question have possibly been?
That's the name of the show, just Aspic, number 250.
any memory of what the hell we were talking about on that last episode?
No, that's the beauty of it. Let's keep it that way.
Is he talking about maybe, well, I know the lark's tongues and aspic, right? And those are supposed to go together.
What are you talking? I don't even know what you're talking about. Lark's tongue. What do you mean lark's tongues?
But I don't know. Isn't there an album called Lark's Tongues and Aspic by like some prog rock band? Oh, who was it? Lord. Lark's Tongues and Aspic by like Emerson, Lake and Palmer or something.
Oh, really?
No. Yeah.
Well, Aspic Lark's is just like gross
by,
yellow, right?
Lark's
like
Tongues tomato, and Aspic tomato, by King Crimson.
Well, I think
King Crimson.
Aspic, yeah, it could be, it's tomato, but I mean, it's just, it could be anything, right? It's just, it's more of the consistency. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
There's different flavors of Jell-O, like there'd be tomato. I don't know. What the hell am I? I don't know.
I think it's the, like, we might have been talking about, you know, when you get a canned ham and there's that gelatinous stuff around there.
Yeah, it might have been your lunch loaf that we were talking about.
might have been. Oh, yeah. That might be right.
Larry, it was luncheon loaf.
Luncheon loaf. So yeah, sorry. Yeah. That's probably still in there.
This one is from January 1st. Of this year.
All right.
I haven't checked this yet.
This is fantastic. Awesome.
This is amazing. This is like opening a time capsule. Yep. This is just absolutely great. Okay, here we go.
Hey, guys. I love you guys. Happy New Year. Any great news about your recovery? Larry, Josh, and Sam on assignment. Hello. I'm going to miss you guys. Love you. Bye.
Oh,
that's nice. That
sounded a little choked up.
Like she was breaking up a little bit there.
Yeah.
Really
You know what's really sad about that is that she was that invested in what we were doing on this podcast. That's what's worth crying about. Wow.
I didn't think anything would make me feel good doing this today, and that finally did. Yeah. You know, there was something from the show that made me feel good.
That's what I mean. Yeah, I agree.
Oh my God. Josh's heart grew three sizes that day. Wow.
I would agree. I didn't come into this with the thought that I'd feel good about anything.
What was it? Was it the hemorrhoid talk, Sam? Or was it that song? Which thing really kind of soured you?
Okay, this one from February 12th.
February 12th.
All right.
February 12th. So
that's like gaps are getting longer.
Later.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hey, Andy, this is Dave Cohen. Just called to see if this number was still working. Obviously, it is. Hopefully, your phone wasn't sitting on the nightstand next to your bed, and I woke you up with this late night call. I work the swing shift now, so I'm just now going to bed. Anyway, miss you guys. I hope that you and your family are doing well. And, love listening to you on 85.5, and hopefully we'll get a podcast from you soon. Anyway, take care. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, here it is, man.
That's very nice.
Here's your podcast.
There is no 85.5 on the radio dial.
Oh, he was close. He was close.
But he was close. Yeah. It was very sweet of him to say that.
About as close as this is soon after February 12th. So.
Oh, well, actually, there's one more call, and this is the same number. So this is Dave.
Okay.
Again, this is from May 1st. May the 1st.
Hi, Effers. Dave here. Hey, I just wanted to call and touch base and see how you guys are doing. Hopefully you're all doing well. And I wanted to call to wish your lovely wives a happy Mother's Day. Oh, wait.
Call back.
That is the long con right there.
That is fantastic. And anybody who ever listened to this podcast should know what the hell that means.
Oh, my God.
Is that great. It? Is that that's all the calls on there?
That's all the calls. Oh. We just had four calls.
All right.
Yeah.
One a quarter. We're good.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, feel free to call in and next year around this time.
Is that what we're doing? Is this a standing appointment once a year? We drop these. Yeah. Can we at least carve out that amount of time per year to do this?
I think I think that's great. When will we get to episode 500?
Oh, good. Well, if you do the math, that's about 249 years. So I don't think going to happen.
Well, can we go around the horn here? And if anybody has anything they want to add, by all means. But tell me about what you hope to what kind of experience you hope to have this holiday season, Josh.
We're going on a cruise on the 26th for a first time. We've never been on a cruise, and because Owen's got his 3 weeks of winter break, and I always take a long extended vacation around Christmas, and my wife does the same, and we have like 11 days off in a row or something like that. And I was like, screw it, let's go do a cruise. And then COVID came back, so yay!
nice.
So we all got our shots.
And
go ahead.
Where are you going? What cruise line so we can follow you around like Elon Musk?
you want my? Just don't post my coordinates because I don't want to get torpedoed.
You're gonna get boat doxed. Oh, you get doxed at the docks. How about that?
That was a good one. Ensenada. We're going to Ensenada.
Ensenada.
Yeah,
nice.
4 days. Well,
that's gonna be glorious.
It's our first cruise, so you don't want. We didn't want to go any too long because God forbid somebody hates it and you know you're trapped on a boat for a week. So it's like, let's do the 4 day, and then if we really like it, we can explore other options, like maybe go to Alaska or something like that. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, and enjoy Mexico, and here's to your head's not all ending up in a duffel bag.
Yeah, well, maybe just wow. I'll look at Mexico from a boat.
It is lovely from a boat this time of year.
I love looking at Mexico this time of year.
Sam, what are you hoping to have as an experience this holiday?
Yeah, this stretch run for the NFL regular season. So I'll cover some games. I'm working on a story today about Baker Mayfield and the win over the Raiders. And
that was crazy.
How we'll never see that again. Where a guy came in and had, we'll never see another big one. We'll never see another situation where a guy comes in and has one walkthrough, takes 12 snaps in a practice, and then goes out and wins a Thursday night
game. Well, it depends. I mean, the Raiders still have some more games to play. They might choke a couple more times.
That's true. And so working on that, and then there's the Rose Bowl game. I think I'm going to go to that this year, and then the National Championship game is at SoFi Stadium, so I might go to that as well in between NFL games. And so it's just a busy time of year with but I love Saturday football. It just reminds me of the season and this holiday season, and it triggers something in me, Saturday NFL games. I like that. It's also the end is near for me.
So what?
End of the season is near for me.
Oh, okay.
After football's over, what do you
have
that you got? Sam, after football's over, you got anything lined up?
Yes, I'm going to go to Nashville, Jim Nance, in advance of the Masters this year. I want to do a story on people who build golf holes in their backyard, because there are people all over the country who build holes that are an homage to Augusta. And Jim Nance, moved to Nashville. He still has a house in Pebble Beach, but he moved to Nashville, and he built the number 13 hole from Amen Corner at Augusta in his backyard. So I was going to spend some time with Jim Nance, because this is also his last year doing a NCAA tournament. And so I wanted to do something on his final four memories, as well as this hole at Augusta that he's built in his backyard in advance of Augusta. There's a lake in sort of an upscale lake in community in Georgia where somebody has built their house, and it's an exact replica of the Augusta clubhouse. So I thought, I want to check that out. Wow. The crow's nest and everything. I mean, it's down to the last detail. So some fun, different stories. I think I'm going to do a little F1. There's an F1 race next November in Las Vegas. So I think I'm going to see an F1 race before that. There's one in Monaco, as you may know, and there's one in Barcelona, and I'm going to be over there. So I think it'd be cool to check out an F1 race. And we're trying something that we did last year called Hall of Farmer, where I will interview one person or multiple people in front of a small live audience and in sports. So we're going to do that at the Super Bowl, the U.S. Open, potentially the Masters and F1, the F1 race. So it's a lot of different kind of things. Yeah. Anyway, so that's what I'm doing.
That's great.
How far are the Olympics away from being in LA? Is that 6 years or 2 years?
28, summer 28, the LA Olympics. Right. Yeah. So we've got a little bit of time.
Just thinking about some of the things you were talking about, the golf stuff in particular, rich people have really crazy ways of blowing money, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And then, I should post the, have you seen the video? I did send you the videos of me hitting
of Jim Nance me hitting doing his house, a play-by-play of you
and me hitting his house with the golf balls.
That's a classic. Yeah, that's so good.
Yeah, but yeah, that's a lot. Yeah, so it's funny.
Lars, what about you?
It's been this year has been a big year for me. I had a big promotion, took on a bunch of new responsibilities. So I am looking forward to getting a little downtime. I'm literally working through the holidays, but at least it's going to feel a little more low key. And then speaking of cruises, Josh, we for the first time ever booked a cruise next year in May. We're going to go on the early side and take that Alaska cruise. First cruise ever, only cruise that I think we'd ever want to do. We don't really love the warm weather cruise idea, but this is something we want to do, you know, before the glaciers disappear, for one. And we're super excited about that. And for the next couple of weeks, it's just about being around home. And Alex, who I've talked about, my son has a new relationship, a young lady named Molly, who we absolutely adore, and we can't wait to spend time with her. She's coming for Christmas, so it's going to be kind of a new dynamic, but which is interesting because our dog hates anybody except us.
Really?
So it's a struggle to get him to shut the hell up because he thinks there's some kind of threat going on, but we're getting there. We're working on it.
Buddy's his name?
Bixby.
Bixby.
Bixby. That's right. Bixby.
So, yeah, so I'm just, we're looking forward to that. We're going to keep it low-key, keep it close to home, and go into next year with all sorts of vim and vigor.
Larry.
Really looking forward to it.
Clearly. You inspired me. No, Larry, is it going to be a small boat that you're taking in Alaska? So they said the smaller ones are good for getting in
it's,
and out.
It's with Celebrity Cruise, so they're not tiny, but they are on the smaller side of the cruise ships because I think they limit in that inside passage. Yeah. Doing that, and we're taking a northbound, so it just kind of we fly back from Anchorage. It starts in Vancouver and goes to Anchorage, and we're going to fly back from Anchorage. It extends the amount of time you actually get to spend along the coastline instead of doubling back and being at sea for a couple of days. So we just wanted to kind of maximize our time there. But yeah, I mean, it's one of the more like medium sized ones, and you know, it's got a casino and there's stuff on there we'll never use. never go to, but yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
Well, you get to see that.
I just pulled the trigger on it.
Sorry. Is there a chance you'll see the Northern Lights, or is that at the wrong time of year, or
in the summer? I don't think in the spring. I don't know. I really don't know. I'll have to check on that.
You might have a chance, which I definitely want to see at some point. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that would be awesome. We'll go to Iceland, and yeah.
What's going on with you?
Thanks for asking. I'm going to be working like a slave for most of the holidays. Because I work at places where there's no way to replace me. I'm irreplaceable. But
have them talk to us. We've got some ideas.
Yeah. All right. I am. You know, Laura and I would like to get away. You know, if only for a couple of days here and there over the break. So we'll chain the kids to the radiator and get out and have some
food, a bowl on the ground, yeah, with their names on it. You can buy, they have self-watering things now that you can just fill. Oh, right. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, just it'll fill the bowl up with water so you don't have to worry about it for like.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah. We got one for the cats. Yeah. Might as well, we could easily get one for the kids.
Put it in the dishwasher. It'll be good.
But I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to the Christmas feast, you know, and the
tofurkey.
The dressing, the tofurkey and the dressing waffles in the days after, putting the dressing in the waffle
Christmas
iron.
Is a ham holiday, though, right?
It is not if you're in a vegetarian household.
It's still a turkey don't tradition for
that's
us.
A little known fact that if you're in a vegetarian household, it's not a ham day. That's a weird quirk.
Toe ham sounds like toe jam.
Toe fam. Toe ham.
I don't want toe ham. That sounds kind of gross. Fellas, so much fun to see you. What a great surprise and what a Christmas miracle for everybody listening who could possibly give a shit.
This is our present to you, people. So enjoy. Yeah. The last you're going to get for the rest of the year.
Oh, and one other thing.
And next year.
We've adopted a family for Christmas, so we're going to go and take them some stuff this afternoon and have that awkward exchange. Right. So I can't wait for that.
Take them a ham.
It'll be lovely. That's very nice.
I'm going to take them some aspic.
Yeah.
All the aspic you can eat. Happy Christmas.
Got some of that luncheon loaf yet? It's probably still good. Ham,
but we saved you the aspic.
just scraped it right off the top. Yummy.
Aspic.
Save the aspic for me, Clark.
Okay, Eddie. People that you know don't like you, and you treasure friendships in. Tune in to this podcast. We are official friends.
All right, see you guys next week.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
No. No. Same time next week, guys. See you. All right,
oh, PTSD. Oh, no.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys.
To all.